All right, let's get started. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. So it's last day of Mac. Hope you have great time so far. Probably it's your last session as well. And I need all your energy, whatever left, to stay with me. So if you use email solutions offered by Office 365, the first thing you need to do is to configure your mail flow and make sure it works. Otherwise, forget about everything else. So this session, connectors and email routing in Office 365 will help you just do that. As the title suggests, this session will be focused on Office 365. Because of the time constraints, we'll not be able to cover in details for on-premise enterprise product Exchange. My name is Carolyn Liu. I'm a program manager in Exchange Transport. So, here is my agenda. I'm gonna have four sections on the screen at the end, and I hope we'll have some time for Q&A, but if not, you can always contact me directly, send me emails, or after the session. So after the session, my goal is if you're already using email product in the service, you will be able to connect dots together and what this connector is all about. You will know the rationales and insights of mail flows and connectors. If you have not used email solution in the service yet, this will lay a good foundation for you. And configure connectors and mail flows will not be as hard. It'll be an easy task for you. So it's the first section, the connector basics. And what are connectors? Why do we need connectors? And before that, I want to describe the custom type and mail flows, because it's very closely connected what kind of customer you are. So Office 365 offers two email solutions. First is Exchange Online. And under Exchange Online, there's two categories. First one is fully hosted. That means all your mailbox are hosted in the cloud. You have no mailbox elsewhere. And the second one is something in the middle, that you have some mailbox in the cloud and some mailbox hosted in your on-premise environment. And that is critical for you to know which state you are on. And the second product line we offer is Exchange Online Protections. And it is the opposite of fully hosted. That means you have zero mailbox hosted in the cloud, and you only use the product, our service, for protection only, so we can apply hygiene. You can use DLP features and encryptions, and so on and so forth. So custom type is very closely related to mail flows and your connector configurations. Just want to emphasize that. So now let's talk about what exactly are connectors. And you can see there are four box pictures in this slide. And we're going to use the same legends throughout the session. The middle one is we use that to identify Office 365, the service. And on the top is a picture to identify an on-premise environment. This only applies when you are Exchange Online Protection customers or you are Exchange Online customers, but in a hybrid mode. On the right is a picture to identify partners that your organization have some business, special business with those companies, and you have a special mail flow configuration requirement. And we categorize the rest of the world as internet, which show at the bottom. So now, what are inbound and outbound connectors? Inbound and outbound are like words for directionality. But for what, right? That is actually in the view of service, Office 365. And why? Because we're in the center of the universe. Good. I happened to make a good joke, finally. So, that's a wishful thinking. But I'm paying debt for that. So, inbound connector and outbound connectors in the view of service, and based on the source or destinations of the mail flow, there's a type on-premise. There's two types, type on-premise and partner. So now let's go over the details. A, so when mail coming from on-premise environment enter into Office 365, you need to configure a connector, inbound connector of type on-premise. Consequently, for B, when mail leaves Office 365, going to your on-premise environment, you will need to configure outbound connector of type on-premise. And then we go to C. When you have a partner organization that you need to do a special business with, for example, you want the mail go over on TLS connections, you will need to configure an inbound connector of type partner. And the last, D, when mail leaves Office 365, going to your partner organizations, you may need to create outbound connector of type partner. You will notice at the bottom between Office 365 to internet, there is a bidirectional blue bidirectional arrows, and that is identify mail flow between Office 365 to internet. For those mail flows, you do not need to create connectors, thanks God. So this slide is just a summary in words. Let me reiterate. There's inbound connector and outbound connector in the view of Office 365. And based on the source or destination of the mail flow, you will need to create connectors of different type. For mails going between Office 365 to your on-premise, you create type partner. Type on-premise connectors. When mail goes to your partner organizations, you create type a partner connector. So now let's talk about why do we need connectors. Put the joke aside. The bottom line is Office 365 need to know how to accept the mails for your organizations and how to relay mails to organizations or to the world. So the first, the basics principles that I need everybody to be aware that Office 365 is not an open relay servers. We only accept, process, store, or relay mails for our customers. So when mail comes into our service and we cannot identify ownership, we will reject the mail. And also, because of we hosting multiple customers in our service environment, we also often to know, depend on your customer type, we need to know where to relay the mail. So why we need the connectors? Then we use inbound connectors of on-premise to identify our the mails. That is, indeed, is our customer's mail and coming from your on-premise environment. We also use inbound connectors to customize mail flow, so the mail flow will not like everyone else as default. For example, you want to do TLS and you want to do certain restrictions. And same thing here, for outbound connectors, we use outbound connectors to customize mail flow or also to relay mails to your organization properly. And only you know the information, you can let us know where and how to relay the mails. So we went through the basics, and we're going to use those basics throughout the entire sessions. And in this section, we're going to talk about all the end-to-end scenarios. There's big, high-level six scenarios, and remind yourself which type of customer you are on. You will be able to find the scenarios that match your environment, and you will know when connectors are needed and what connectors are needed. So the first one is the most simple form here. And this is categorized fully hosted customers, that all your mails are hosted in the cloud. For this, the only time you need to create the connectors are the type partners, because there's no environment to identify on-premise. You have no mailbox in on-premise. You never need to create connectors for on-premise. So as you can see, the only time you need connectors are when you have a special requirement, mail flow requirement with one or more partners of your organization. There's also a legend here I want to point out. Probably we should go to the next slide. It's easier. So there's a mail flow directions with arrows that identify mail flow directions. And the picture we already described about. On the mail flow lines, you will see numbers. And the first number before the dots are the scenarios identified on the right side, right bottom side. And the second number is the steps where the mail flow direction takes. So this slide is now applied to people using EOP, Exchange Online Protections, that use email solution for protection only. And you have no mailbox in the cloud. And this one is a little bit more complex than the previous one. And now I'll go over two examples here. The first one is a mail come from contoso.com that's from your on-premise environment sent to internet. I use yahoo.com for illustration purpose. And you have a two mail flow direction, mail flow here. The first one is mail leaving from contoso.com coming to Office 365. For that, you need to configure an inbound connector of type on-premise. So we know the mail is indeed come from your organization. Once we accept the mail and we apply the hygiene, now we need to know where to route the mail. And because the destination is yahoo.com, you don't need to create connector for that. We'll just use MX record for routing purpose. So now you see when mail come out from your organization on-premise, going to the office, a 365 service, you need to create connector of type on-premise. The second scenario is the opposite directions, that users send from yahoo.com to user one at contoso.com. You need to create connector the other directions. The first one is when mail direction is mail coming from yahoo.com. At first, it will arrive to Office 365 because MX point to the service. For that, you do not need to create the connectors. Based on the recipient domains, we know that mail is belonging to your organization. Now the service received the mail, we process, and we do the hygiene. Now we need to know where to route the mail. Because MX is already point to the service, you actually have to configure an outbound connector of type on-premise and tell the service what's the smart host and what other restrictions you want to apply so the service can send the mail properly to your on-premise organization environment. So the rest of the scenario, I'm not going to go over the details here. You can derive yourself, and the deck will be there for you for future reference when you do need to do that. So the next one is a little bit more complex. I remember I forgot to mention that on the mail direction, when there's a dot over there, that means when you need to create connectors. And different colors meaning different types. This is a hybrid scenario. That means you're something in the middle. You have mailbox in the cloud, and you have mailbox on-premise. And as you can see, the mail flow is a little bit more complex than the previous two. And because now you have a mailbox in the cloud, and the users in the cloud and on-premise need to exchange emails. So same thing here, and I'll go over two examples with you. The first one is your on-premise mailbox send mail to your partner organizations. And the first one, when mail leaves from your on-premise, going to Office 365, we need you to configure a connector of on-premise to identify that mail is indeed coming from your organizations. Once mail is received, we process the mail, and we need to know where to send the mail. We see that is at chase.com, that is outside of Office 365. We also identify that you did configure a connector of type partner. We're going to apply that, and mail will send to chase.com. The second scenario, again, is the opposite direction, that user 2 at chase.com send the mail to user 1 at contoso.com, which is hosted in your on-premise environment. And the first, when mail comes from chase.com, send to Office 365, because MX point to us, remember? We accept the mail. We also realize that there's connectors associated with your organization, that is a partner connector, and we're going to apply that connector. Once Office 65 received the mail, processed, now we see, okay, Contoso, user 1 at contoso.com, even though you are hybrid, this user is not in the cloud, and we need to send mail to your on-premise environment. For that, you need to configure an outbound connector of type on-premise so we can relay the mail properly. The rest, again, you can use that to derive the mail flows and what connector do you need. As you can see, even though there's a lot of mail flow scenarios, you only need to configure inbound connector and outbound connector of on-premise type. And for inbound connector or outbound connector of partner, that's optional. Regardless how many mail flow directions here, that's the most important two you need to configure. And this scenario is very similar to the previous one. The difference here is MX now is actually pointing to your on-premise environment. And so the mail flow very similar, except as you can see, there's a few here. It's a scenario 2, scenario 10, and scenario 4. Because the MX point to your on-premise environment, mail will come to your on-premise environment first. And when mail going from your on-premise environment, going to Office 365, you need to configure inbound connector of type on-premise. And consequently, when mail leaves Office 365, going to your on-premise environment, you need to configure outbound connector of type on-premise. So I'm not going to go over more details in this slide. The next one is even more complex. Now, it is still in hybrid situations, but in addition, you have CMT enabled. The CMT stands for Centralized Mail Transport. And that really means that people, for compliance reasons, when you are in hybrid mode, they have mailbox in the cloud and they have mailbox in on-premise. When you enable these options, for any mail that's sent to your cloud mailbox or any mail sent from your cloud mailbox, they will need to go to the mail flow, will need to go to your on-premise environment first before it's delivered to your cloud mailbox or before your, the mail sent to outside of service. Again, let's go over two scenarios, two examples here. The first one is Office 365 user 1 at contoso.com, which is hosted in the cloud, send mail to chase.com. And there are a few mail flows here. So normally, when you don't have the option configured, the mail will just send to Chase directly. But because you have this option, we will send the mail to your on-premise environment first. And because of that, you need to configure an outbound connector of type on-premise so we can send mail properly. Now, the mail arrived to your on-premise environment, and on-premise environment would know that the mail is actually need to send, because it's cloud mailbox, right? It needs sent back to Office 365. Once Office 365 receives the mail, it will know that the mail actually complete the round trip to on-premise. Now it will deliver the mail to your partner location. For that, you may have created a partner connector. Then we're going to apply that connector and send mail to the final destination in chase.com. The second one is a little bit different. That is use a mail sent from yahoo.com to your Office 365 cloud mailbox. So when mail coming from yahoo.com sent to Office 365, you do not need to create connectors. Office 365 will receive the mail based on the recipient domain. So when the mail is received, normally it will just deliver the mail to your cloud mailbox. And because this time you have the CMT configured, we will send the mail to your on-premise environment first. For that, we said before, now you need to create outbound connector of type on-premise. Then once the mail arrives to on-premise, it will know that you need to send mail back to Office 365 because the mailbox is located in the service. And Office 365 now know that mail it indeed already went through the round trip. It will deliver the mail to the cloud mailbox. And the rest of scenario are similar. You just can deduce, like I said before, you can use a scenario here and a number along the lines of mail flow directions. You will know how the mail flow works and which directions you do need to configure connectors. And the last one is actually a very common, a very popular scenarios for Office 365 customers. As you can see, I introduced another picture at the bottom in the color that is used to identify service providers. This service provider, a lot of time, is the cloud service that other vendors provide. For example, they have hygiene service in the cloud. They may provide archiving, DLP solutions, and we support that. You are allowed to use the service provider along with Office 365. And in this case, your MX actually points to the service provider. So let's go over an example here. So it's user3 at yahoo.com send the mail to user1 at contoso.com. Again, this user1 is located in your on-premise environment. So the first user3 at yahoo.com sent to contoso.com because the MX point to the service provider, and the service provider accept the mail, but it knows that it has a correlation with Office 365. It will send the mail back to Office 365. For that, you can configure an inbound connector of type partner to do more restrictions. Keep in mind, this is optional. You do not have to create this connector at all, but you can. The use case would be, you say, all my mails from my organization coming from internet have to come from this service provider. You can put the IP range by this service provider's public IP range, and then you can enforce the mail flow that way. So once Office 365 received the mail, you need to know, right, after the processing, additional processing, you need to know where to send mail to. For that, you need to configure an outbound connector of type on-premise. That will conclude the examples. And this is our last scenarios. As a recap, what we have done, who needs to create connectors? And that's really associated with your customer type. If you are fully hosted customers, you do not need to create connector of on-premise type. You may, however, create a connector of type partner to meet your business requirement to customize your mail flow. And for Exchange Online Protection customers, you must have inbound and outbound connector of type on-premise. So we can identify you for the mail coming out from your organizations, and we can also relay mails when it's addressed to your mailbox in your on-premise environment. Again, you may create a connector type of partner that's optional to customize mail flows. And for hybrid customers where you are in somewhere in the middle, you have mailbox in the cloud and have mailbox in on-premise. Same thing as Exchange Online customers, you have to create inbound connector and outbound connector of type on-premise. So we know how to route mail, and we know how to accept mail. And you may create connector of type partners to meet your business requirement, to customize your mail flow. For hybrid customers, we recommend you use hybrid configuration wizard. I know it cannot configure everything for you, but if you use that, it will lay your foundation. Especially important, it will set up your on-premise send connector and receive connectors. And later on, if you need to make some adjustment, you can use UIs or remote PowerShells to customize that. So now we talk about all the scenarios. When do you need connectors, and what connector do you need? Let's talk about what connector or configuration options are available for us, and what can you do with them? So first one is where and how do you create connectors? There's a few ways to do that. You can use the portal. We are on the line changes, so we're going to improve the UIs in the future, but the location is you go to the portal and depend on customers, your exchange or your EOPs, you will open your portals and there's a mail flow on the left and there's a connector on the right side pane. And over there, you can create the connectors, use UI. Optionally, you can use remote PowerShell sessions to create and modify connectors. The best practice is after you create mail flows, you should test it. I mean, after you configure your connector, you should test that mail flow works. And option, you can use a remote connectivity analyzer to test outbound mail flows, meaning the service delivery from service to your on-premise environment. You can also use a subdomain of your already configured domains to test mail flow, just see everything works. So what connector configuration options are available? Let's talk about inbound first. So for inbound type on-premise, there's really not much. It's just the combinations and can kill you. So for, for inbound connector type on-premise, first you need to tell us whether this connections over TLS, it's a mutual authenticate TLS, or it's just you want to use IP address to identify. The bottom line is we need to know the mails coming from an on-premise environment really belong to your organizations. For that, there are two ways to identify you. One is a certificate name over TLS connections, and the other one is IP address range. We recommend you use a certificate because IP address is very hard to manage for you, and it's also difficult to prove ownership. So that's the first option. The second one is we offer options to enforce mutual authenticate TLS connections. The encryption only for on-premise is by the decision of on-premise environment. It is not enforced by service, but it's just gonna work. And the third one is if you are in a hybrid scenarios, you will be able to preserve headers for within exchange organizations. That will make your on-premise environment and cloud environment appears as if it's in one organization. So the exchange organization headers will be preserved if you enable that option. For the inbound of type partners, and you can use sender domains to identify mails from the partners, and you can enforce the email flows by using certain IPs. You say, okay, for these partners, mails have to come from this IP address range. You can enforce that. And we also offer TLS, and we offer two. You can do enforce encryption only or mutual authenticate TLS. So when you do encryption only for the client, for example, it's coming from a bank that's just going to encryption only. The client does not, server does not have to authenticate the server, just optional. So moving on for the outbound, let's talk about outbound of on-premise type first. We allow you to input the smart host so we can relay mails to your on-premise server properly. And you can use outbound connector to do a conditional mail routing, which you create exchange transport rules, and you say, for mails meet these conditions, use connector A, or certain connectors. That's optional. And the third one, which is mutually exclusive with the second one, you can create a recipient-based. Say mails going to contoso.com, the start.contoso.com, use this connector. And we will do the match properly and we'll use the connectors. And you can use outbound connector to enforce encryption only or mutual authenticate TLS connection on outbound directions. And the fifth one is, this is for hybrid only customers, and this is currently only available through hybrid configuration wizards, that you can enable centralized transport, mail transport, which we talked about before. Remember one of the scenarios. The lastly, the direction from for outbound from office to your on-premise environment, if you are in hybrid, you can preserve headers as an option. For outbound of type partner, it's very similar to outbound on-premise. The only difference here is two. First, now you have option to use MX record. For outbound on-premise, that option is not available, but it is available for partner connector. And the second one, that preserve headers, is not available because it's irrelevant in this condition. So now we talk about all the options. I'm going to highlight a few configurations that people use most commonly, and I will have some clarifications. The first one for TLS is, a lot of people have questions over the connectors. When do I need to use what, right? Office 365 supports encryption only and mutual authenticated TLS. Two options. For encryption only, that's just use the server certificate to encrypt the mail. And for each, based on directions, I will let you know what exactly the configuration need to be. So for message, enter Office 365 or EOP. In this case, for TLS, client means it's the on-premise server or your partner servers. And the TLS, the server in the TLS directions, it really means for Office 365 service. So the certificate name on the connector is really for the client certificate name you need to provide. That's the subject alternative name in the connector. This is an option. You do not have to use this strong mutual authenticate TLS. If you use a certificate, encryption only TLS, this you do not need to provide a certificate name on the connector. And consequently, when mails leaves from Office 365, you configure outbound connector, remember? And here for TLS, client is Office 365 service. Server is your on-premise server or partner servers. And certificate name, in this case, it's a server certificate name you need to put on the connector. Again, this is also optional. It is not required. So you have two options. Okay. So the next one is also a lot of questions come up. you can configure a smart host for outbound routing, and a lot of time is required when you have, for example, when you have on-premise environment. So for smart hosts, available options are you can enter IP address as well as FQDN. And you're allowed to enter multiple entries of smart host. And the service behavior for the smart host, we're going to use round-robin method. When you have multiple entries, we're going to select one. And if it's FQDN, we're going to use MX record preference value. We will try all of the smart hosts until one succeed. If none of them succeed, we're going to retry every 15 minutes. Just keep that in mind. This one come up a lot in our online questionnaire. So we talk about this hybrid scenario when MX point to service provider. I really need to bring this up because this is a very commonly used feature. I want to let you know what is supported, what is not. The supported scenario is for from internet going to a cloud mailbox or going to an on-premise mailbox, you can configure a service provider in between internet to Office 365. That is supported. Those two scenarios are supported. And the other direction, when mail coming out from on-premise environment, sent to internet, or sent to Office 365 hosted mailbox, we need Office 365 to be the second hub, the right after your on-premise. And so from on-premise to Office 365 to third party to internet, that is supported scenarios. And not supported scenarios are from on-premise to third party service to Office 365. We cannot have somebody in the middle between between on-premise to the service. So the best practice is when you configure and mail from internet to third-party service to Office 365, is you do not need to create a connector, first of all. If you do, you want to create a connector of type partner and never, ever create an inbound connector of type on-premise because the emails are not coming from your on-premise environment is actually coming from internet. So next one, this one we talk about conditional mail routing and also called criteria-based routing. So you can create exchange transport rules and you want to see, so for emails matched to these conditions, you use a specific connector to do the routings. For example, if it's your CEO's mail sent to somewhere else and you want to do important connections, you want to enforce TLS or you want to do something different. Because this one, the most of the routings are based on domains and this particular options apply to the email message itself. You can based on sender, recipient, subject, contents. So if you want to enforce TLS for just a certain recipient, you should use these options and not use exchange transport. There's enforced TLS. Don't use that. And you can also use this when you need recipient-based routing, say certain recipient route to one location and other recipient route to another location. Some customers use this. So we have talked about the connectors. We have not talked about domains. So but it is important. I want to bring this up. When you onboard Office 365, you provision your domains. Those domains become your accepted domains, and there's a type associated with each domain. By default, those domains will be authoritative. But you can change it to internal relay. And what does that mean? So for a domain of internal relay type, it really means you tell us, to tell service that not all mailboxes are hosted in the service. Some for these domains are hosted in my on-premise environment. And because of that, you, of course, you need to create an connector, outbound connector of type on-premise. But that's also under the umbrella. Whenever you have on-premise environment, you need to create inbound and outbound connector of type on-premise. So that's just a requirement. So when you have a domain of authoritative type, what that means is all your mailbox are hosted in the cloud. The other way to look at it is when mails are not hosted in the cloud, you need to have a mail-enabled user, that's exchange concept, created in the cloud. Otherwise, when service receive a mail and the domain type is authoritative, and we cannot find any user object in the service, mail will be NDR'd right away. So as an alternative solution is if you create mail-enabled user for that, and mail will route using the mail-enabled user's target address. In the UI, it's also called external email address. It will route that to your on-premise environment properly. And when you use hybrid configuration wizard and DirSync, that will do the configuration for you automatically. So come to our last section is the places to avoid common mistakes. A lot of them, I already went through that, but just go over this quickly. Let me reiterate again, for all Exchange Online and hybrid customers, you must create inbound connector and outbound connector of type on-premise. And it will be good, so after you create connector, you test so far as only outbound available that you use remote connectivity analyzer, which you can search on TechNet. There's a detailed instruction for you how to do that. Test connector outbound from Office 365 to your on-premise environment so you know your smart hosts are set up properly. And never create an inbound connector of type on-premise when you use a third-party cloud service, which we already went through that. So in the inbound connector of type on-premise, there is one option that you can use associate accepted domain. That means you can supply, say, this connector only apply to some subset of my accepted domains. Does not apply to all of them. And that's an option. Unless you have this need, you should not use this option at all because that has consequences. So, for example, if you have two accepted domains and you only have one connector created for that one accepted domain and not for the other, mail flow will be broken. Just be sure of when you use that, you know why and when you really need that at all. So and the fifth one is be very careful with IP restrictions. So when you say, okay, all mail have to coming from this IP range, otherwise I reject. And if you use this, you have to make sure this is exactly what you need. If mails are coming from not from this IP, we will reject the mail. So when you configure that options, you just have to be careful. And again, the sixth one is for internal relay domains, you need to create outbound connectors so we can relay mail properly. So number seven, we talk about that as well. So when you have a centralized mail transport enabled, you must have inbound connector of type on-premise. You also have to create outbound connector, of course. And you cannot have associate accepted domains. That's just how we process, because we have to know that mail, the service have to know that mail already went through the round trip. If you have associate accepted domain in one of the inbound connectors, and we actually use that to identify mail did indeed already come from on-premise environment. And if you have these options, and because mail is not coming from this associate accepted domain list, and we will not identify mail that already came from on-premise environment, and we will again send mail back to on-premise, and that can cause mail loop. So when you create an outbound connector of on-premise, you have option to put recipient domains, and you should never use stars unless you have CMT enabled. Star really means for all your mails, any mails sent from your on-premise, from your cloud or from internet, have to go to your on-premise environment. And your on-premise environment most likely and often did not configure to accept the mail because it's not an open relay server. So be careful of that. And we already enforced that. We'll not allow you to enter star if it's outbound connector on-premise type and you did not have the CMT enabled. And the last one is, again, like make sure your smart hosts are entered properly. And you will not, like, you can test that because we do see people, customers' mail stuck in outbound queue because outbound, the smart host was not, is not responsive and wrongly configured. There's nothing we can do at that point because we don't know what they are. Okay, that concludes my session today, and I open floor for Q&A. Anybody have questions?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. In your scenario, you had that all outbound mail from Office 365 was sent from Office 365 to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
In a hybrid situation, I couldn't tell from your slide, so help me out here. Can you route all mail from Office 365 to on-premise and let us route it to the internet?
Hold on. Are you, or when you say us, what do you mean?
365. I mean us, the on-premise. That blue line you just erased.
This one?
Yes, the line that has a 1.2 and a number 9 on it.
1.2.
Yeah, you see it on the, it goes from Office 365 to the internet.
Mm-hmm. So when mail's going from
Office 365 to the internet.
Okay.
It goes from Office 365 to the internet. We don't want that. We want it to come back to on-premise and our on-premise facility deliver it to the internet. Is that possible?
So in order to do that, now you MX point to on-premise, yes, you can configure that, of course.
Okay, but
yeah.
I was a little confused because in the last slide you said on the outbound connector, don't put a star, but that would actually require a star.
So when you create a star, if you use on-premise, in this case, it's a workaround. You have to use partner connectors. It's allowed. It is okay, not okay, not the best practice, that you can create outbound connector of partner to even route mail to your on-premise environment. And you will lose the hybrid, rich hybrid coexistence capabilities because partner will not allow you to preserve headers. Does that make sense?
I'll have to think about it, but yes. I do have another question.
Uh-huh.
It has to do with third party.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with inbound from the internet to a third party. Is it possible that if you go back a slide.
This is the service provider.
I know, but I need to ask a question on that. Okay. On that slide, if the If the MX record points to Office 365, can you create a connector, maybe a partner connector, that sends all mail to a third party and back?
Back to Office 365?
Yes.
Back to Office 365. And when and what do you do at Office 365 at that time?
Just deliver it to whoever it goes to.
But you do not have CMT enabled, right?
No.
Okay. So whenever you send it back, so long the recipient is our customers, will be able to send. If it's sent to internet, then we will not be able to do.
So would that be a partner connector to and
from? It's a part connector. So if the recipient, if it's only recipient for your on-premise environment, internet sent to you, then you can route to somewhere else and come back. That is okay. So if you send the mail to somewhere else, user1 at contoso.com, send to user3 at yahoo.com. You come to Office 365, you forward mail to another partner, and the partner will come back. At that point, the recipient is yahoo.com. Sender, we can no longer validate. It is coming from you. Because according to SMTP protocols, we cannot just trust the senders. We have to trust the source of the sender, which in this case have to be an IP or a certificate. So basically, you cannot have two on-premise from different places. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have a question. I think I have a scenario that I don't know if it was covered in these slides. I don't think it was. So I have a customer that they're in hybrid, and they're right now they're running CMT.
Mm-hmm.
And their MX record points to Proofpoint, and then Proofpoint will forward it on to their on-premises environment, and then on the 365. So what they want to do is, so basically their centralized mail flow really isn't centralized at the Exchange on-prem environment, it's centralized at this third party. So what they want to do is they want to send outbound mail from 365 straight to Proofpoint and not have to come back on-premises. Is that supported? So what I'm thinking was, I have the outbound connector for CMT that has all the domains plus the star. Could I just remove the star and put it in a new connector with a smart host point?
You cannot use CMT to forward to a third party.
Okay.
You can forward to a third party on certain restrictions. I think one of the slides covers that. What is supported, what is not supported. So you have to tell me what, because...
Well, mine is Office 365 to the third party to the internet, and I don't see that up there.
Office 365 to...
Office 365 to the third party to the internet.
This one it is here on the third one.
That's internet to third party to 365. That's inbound.
The on-premise to Office 365 to third party to internet. So you can, yes. Okay, now I know what you mean. You are fully hosted or you're hybrid?
Hybrid.
So there is a fully hosted scenario. I put in the appendix. It will be similar to what you need. We can go over that after this session. Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have one. If you're currently in EOP standalone, so you're on-premise using EOP, and you want to move to hybrid, do you use the hybrid configuration wizard? Is there any
for migration
to create the correct connectors then?
If you EOP only, hybrid have require you that you have mailbox hosted in
right.
on-premise.
Right, right. So currently we're on-prem and we want to move to hybrid.
Okay.
So if I use that hybrid configuration wizard, will it create additional connectors?
If you're already using the SKU offered by Exchange Online, you should be able to. Yeah. They call turnkey migrations. It's migrate EOP customers to Exchange Online customers. Okay. And after that, you can use hybrid configuration wizard.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
I have a customer that's in hybrid. I believe we're in
central. Seems everybody's in hybrid.
Centralized mail flow right now, so all mail ends up going back to on-premise, including mail that is destined for a Exchange Online mailbox, which is not what we really intended. What they would really like is only mail that's outbound to go back on-premise.
So be careful when you say inbound and outbound, just like I cannot say,
yes.
You have to say.
Right. Outbound mail from the service that is intended to go to an internet recipient, they want to go back through on-premise so it originates from there.
Yes, that is what CMT is for.
Okay. The problem I have is that on Microsoft accounts that we have for administration, for example, mail flow breaks for those because there's no mail object for those on premise. So mail going to a admin.customername or admin@customername.onmicrosoft.com.
You mean the user does not exist in on premise?
Right.
On premise don't know how to deal with it.
That's correct.
So there are quite a few ways to do that, right? One is you create mail enable user in on-premise, then you can route back to Office 365. That's what DirSync is for when you're using.
So there's no way to do just the traffic going to the internet recipients.
You can do that as well.
Okay.
But it require a few tweaks.
All right.
Yes, yeah, some special configurations.
Those in your appendix as well?
No, but we can talk offline. Okay. Any other questions? Is this helpful? All right. So thank you for the session, to my session. And don't forget to fill out the evaluations. I'm asked to say that. Thank you. But always feel free to send me emails, carolyn.liu@microsoft.com. Put attention like Mac questions or mail flow questions that will draw my attention. Thank you.